I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
For some reason, we've decided to bite off the world of public transportation today.
Yeah, you and I were not really familiar with that underworld, but
okay,
we'll delve.
I don't think.
Oh, that's right. I'm the elitist. My bad.
Yeah, don't lump me in with your underworld. Yeah. I had a bus pass when I was young. I didn't have limo rides to school.
I'm like me.
So we just want to hear, did something...
It's public transportation.
It kind of almost speaks for itself. Just like when you hear the words public transportation, and we're not trying to shut it down. We think it's a great thing.
It is. It's a necessity for a lot of people.
God, you what? Don't know how. Well, don't know how to say a sentence without being condescending.
I didn't mean to.
It's a way of life for a lot of people. Most people. More than not.
Oh, okay. What? I see public transportation from the windshield of my Audi, but otherwise, I've seen it. I was on a bus once. I rode a dog. I rode the.
Oh my god!
Does that count?
It's so fun
riding Greyhound.
You know, if you ever get a chance to be with Steve on any public transportation, like we've been on the airport trains or whatever, I will literally walk up, and lick the pole that people hold on to just to watch him freak out.
I don't even touch anything in there.
I know you're over there with your like black gloves on, like
yes, trying to balance.
So a woman caused chaos on a train in Brooklyn. She set loose a jar of crickets and worms.
Okay,
while they were going over the Manhattan Bridge. Someone pulled the emergency brake, leaving the car stalled for about 15 minutes.
So that is true. I see it in movies and TV. Anyone can just grab the train brake. Just anyone.
I don't want to believe that's true.
Me neither. That's why I don't ride public trains.
Because it's that mutual, like we all have trust. We know that something bad would happen.
Yeah.
But don't do it. But I just assumed it doesn't really work because there's always going to be a nut job on the train.
Exactly. Everyone's idiots that are driving on the...
She said other passengers said she began dry heaving, screaming she needed to vomit. Then she said she had to number two. She tried to lift her dress and then made a number one on herself.
What?
She carried on for about 20 minutes until a man calmed her down. She was taken to a hospital to be evaluated.
This is on a train.
This was on a train going over the Manhattan Bridge.
Huh.
Now, I don't know if she's the one who pulled the emergency thing or if somebody else pulled the emergency thing. Because of the crickets and the peeing and everything else. Now, today, people are saying it might not be true. Like that it might be, she might have done all this on purpose as a stunt.
Oh.
But okay. It still counts as a public, whether that's a stunt or not a stunt.
That's the type of person that rides public trips.
Yeah. No, I mean, how many times have we seen a story where all of a sudden, like a marching band gets on a subway or
exactly.
whatever, and it's like, and you're like, what the? I mean, that would be a fun story. Most of the time, it's like
crickets and urine.
Yeah. There it is. In fact, we're not even going to do public transportation stories. Let's just do your crickets and urine stories.
Cool.
If you can tie these two things together. A guy in Madrid was late to his flight in the Canary Islands last week. He got to the gate and they'd already pulled away. But this guy was like, I'm not missing this.
He did not.
Runs down the jetway. Jumps off onto the tarmac with his suitcases in hand, chases down the plane, and they stopped for him.
The plane saw him.
Absolutely.
They came to a stop.
They
opened the door.
I know it must not have been like a big plane because you can't open the door and hoist him up. So it had to be like a littler plane, don't you think?
Because
it was like a 737, the tall jetway.
There's no way.
He'd have to jump off the jetway.
And they had to just get a human chain to get him up from the tarmac.
You have to throw his luggage up through the...
Yeah, there's no way.
Anyway, they let him on the plane.
They did.
He was arrested when he got to the Canary Islands.
For
all the things he did to get on the plane.
Oh, that's not right.
Steps 1 through 4, he got arrested. No.
Oh.
They shouldn't even let him on the plane. Normally, they'd let him on the plane, drive the plane back to the gate.
Oh,
jerk
then
him off the plane, beat him up, put him in...
No, they let him in. He hopped aboard.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try.
And then he was arrested. And supposedly, he's already been like let go. So he's enjoying... Well, I mean, he's still got court dates and stuff.
But no harm, no foul.
When he gets back,
you got there on time.
Well, maybe a little late because they had to stop the plane, let him in.
I like that guy.
Then there was a dude who got arrested in Oakland for using a golf club to damage windows in the BART train. That's another.
You're in Oakland. So why?
Dude, is there any part of you? So now you've slammed anybody who takes buses and trains,
because
especially if you're from Oakland.
Yes, it's all made up of all these people, these type of people.
It is. Yeah. Well, he's got a golf club, so he's got that going for him.
I guess he didn't stop with the BART. When he went into the terminal, he just kept
He just went crazy. Smashed windows along the stairway, damaged a train, had to be taken out of service. Backed up service for all lines going in and out of San Francisco.
That's okay if you want to mess with Oakland, but don't disrupt San Francisco, dude.
Okay, he literally never swung at a person, though. It still stopped. All the people on the trains were still inconvenienced.
But you're in Oakland. How can you tell if the windows were smashed in Oakland? I mean, it's just...
Do we keep going? No, okay. Let's just headline these next two. Man caught hiding a monkey under a shirt on a Las Vegas flight.
We've all been there. Vegas, come on.
When it's,
we're going to Vegas.
I think I would have the monkey on the way out of Vegas.
Probably.
It's the inexplicable stuff you bring back from Vegas.
Okay.
No, I don't bring anything to Vegas. I bring it from Vegas.
Cash and dignity, and you leave with
right.
a monkey.
Well, almost nothing. I have no cash, no dignity. But look, I got a monkey. Yay. Then a nearly naked man. He drove onto the tarmac. I remember you talking about this story. And didn't he smash into the plane?
He dropped in a pickup wearing nothing but boxers, and then drove in the T-boned. Southwest Airlines flight.
Now, I don't know if airplanes count, but we're going to count them for today. So it's like planes, trains, automobiles. Extra points if Steve says something condescending to you on a Greyhound bus or whatever it is.
Yeah.
We just want to hear something weird that happened to you on public transportation. Chris?
Yeah.
Public transportation. What happened to you?
Yes. The mothers and I were taking the young girls, their fourth, sixth grade, to see the ballet Nutcracker.
Okay.
And we got on the train after... the performance, and Oktoberfest was getting out. So we had those girls, people.
Oh, so you got so Oktoberfest sometimes runs either Oktoberfest is running late or they're playing the Nutcracker way too early.
Yes.
But you're combining holiday-minded children with people who've been drinking out of steins for 18 hours.
Yes. Here we go.
Drinking going on. So my daughter's on one side and I'm on the other, and I'm consoling these other girls because a fight broke out, and one guy hit the other guy. His tooth went flying.
Oh.
The other guy put the other guy's head through the plexiglass.
Like a real deal fight.
It was a real fight. So the funny part is afterwards, because I wasn't, next to my daughter, I said to her, I'm like, are you okay? I mean, gosh, that was terrible. She goes, no, Mom, that was kind of cool. Okay.
That right there is convincing me to start getting on.
On public transportation.
How much you have to pay to watch a UFC fight on cable?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Right.
It's just the price of a ticket on public transportation.
Well,
teeth flying out, heads going through stuff. Wow.
No, it was great.
Thank you for the call, Chris. Katie?
Yay!
Public transportation.
I was on the train going home, and a drunk guy stumbled over to sit next to me and threw up all over me.
Oh,
like, literally, chucked right on top of you.
Oh.
All over me.
Yuck, probably eating the train food, the public transportation
food.
They have food for those people.
Oh, see, now you're already doing it again where you assume, where's the catering car on this bad boy?
Yes.
It's not that
Bar
kind
car?
Of, no.
Hello.
There's not a... Oh,
it's just, okay.
Yuck. What do you do when that happens? I mean, my instinct would be to shove him, but you can't. That's just going to cause the vomit to come out more.
Yeah, it was bad. And I bought a car 2 days later.
See, there you go. There it is, Katie.
Suddenly the payment looks justified. You're like,
yes.
You know what? I've been putting this off. There we go. Long enough. Oh my God, that's disgusting.
That is.
Thank you. I mean, normally I've seen barf.
On public,
but it's never been on me.
Oh, I know, right?
Having your kids barf on you is weird, but having a stranger's barf on you, it's not easy to get over. MJ?
Yay.
Public transportation.
So I was on a plane. This actually happened last night. And the girl next to me was watching American Horror Story. And it was like a weird, like, episode of, like, Naked People. And if you're not in your headphones...
Hold on, you're getting weird with your phone. Are you holding your phone weird? Because all of a sudden you're, like, blanking out. Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. There we go.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sitting on a plane, and I have to be next to this girl for 2 hours as she's watching American Horror Story, like a bunch of naked people in the episode, and no headphones, and she's, like, moaning out loud.
She's moaning?
Yeah, like, pleasurably, like, not, like, in a, like, weird, like... that kind of moaning, but like definitely close enough to be like really uncomfortable. She's like, for everybody around her.
Because she's not wearing headphones?
And it's like a loud episode.
And she was moaning like in a, wow, is she hot?
Steve.
No.
Just say yes, because we're trying to convince Steve to get on public transportation.
Sure,
the answer is yes. I mean, she was money. Oh my God. That's, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I once knew a guy who brought porn magazines on a plane and like read them in front of the heads.
Why are you
of
looking at me?
Southwest Airlines.
I didn't read them.
No, I know you didn't read them. You just perused the pictures.
Well, I was the victim on that deal.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
This is why you're perfect for public transportation, people. Lily.
Yay.
Public transportation.
So I was on the Greyhound bus, and I met a man who told me that he was King James reincarnated.
LeBron? Oh, you mean like the actual King?
The actual, yeah.
Biblical.
LeBron James is still alive.
Like
so
Bible.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So we were both reading Bibles, and I asked him about his, and he told me that it was the best one, and he knew that because he was King James reincarnated. He told me that he was being tracked down and that the Greyhound had been paid $1 million to get him to Arizona. And he asked me if I wanted to know where Jesus was, and of course I do, so I said yes. And he
Whoa! Are you going to keep that knowledge, or do we have to? What,
yeah.
Do we have to get on a bus with you for you to tell us where JC is?
Well, he said he was on Krypton, and I was like, if you're going to throw Krypton out, you can't just like act like it didn't explode. You
true,
know?
It did.
And
I mean, so, yeah, that's why they sent Jarrell here. No,
exactly. Kal-El.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh my
nice
God.
Try, though. Nice try.
Isn't Jarrell his dad then?
Kal-El.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Jarrell. Laura is mom. Yeah.
Laura.
Laura. Yeah. It looks like Laura. Anyway.
Anyway,
well, no, I mean, so JC's up in the mix of all that.
Could be, yeah.
Could be, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he told me that's why Superman is always saving people.
Oh,
I get the reference.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Did you pick KJ's mind for a while, or did you just... Yeah.
Well, I sort of did, but, you know, I had to be careful because he, like... definitely seemed like a crazy person, and I didn't want to incite any kind of riot, but I definitely asked him a few questions about Jesus, and he told me that his sister Delilah was also reincarnated from Delilah, and he was pretty crazy. He was like 75.
So did you bring the Bible with you to as sort of a crazy person go bye-bye juice, and it backfired on you?
Well, I don't think a Bible is good for that. I think it's more like, hey, come talk to me if you're crazy kind of
thing.
Yeah,
I was going to say, because it seems like it had the magnetic effect.
Do you still ride you still ride the bus?
No, I won't ever take the Greyhound again. That was a terrible experience. Not just because of him, but the bus broke down like 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you and I...
No, we're not taking
telling you, the way the world works now, you and I could do our show from a bus.
And no one would ever...
Exactly. And so let's just try. Let's you and me live a week on a Greyhound going somewhere.
Huh.
No?
You've never... I've ridden the dog, and I don't know if you would.
I haven't, but I've lived on a tour bus. I know it's different because my bus was fun.
Yeah, so was our Greyhound.
I'm guessing probably not. Melissa?
Yay.
Public transportation.
Okay, so my husband is a driver of one of these vehicles.
Okay.
And he had to pull over his vehicle and asked a woman to get off because she was giving special kisses.
But it's on the bus.
She was giving special kisses to somebody she knew on the bus or a stranger?
We don't know.
He just made her get off, or did you make them both get off?
They both got off.
Like, they just stopped in the middle of nowhere and he kicked both of them out?
No, it wasn't the middle of nowhere.
Oh, so he drives one of the regional buses, not like a not like an over the road going a long way kind of bus.
Yeah, not over the road.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is public transportation. This stuff should be going on all the time.
You think this is one of the benefits of public transportation? Is the sideshow for those of us on the bus. It's like, oh, look, we're on the porn bus. But he doesn't get them arrested. He just kicked them off.
Yes, he threw them off.
All right.
Is that like a new policy or something?
I don't know. I think we let the guys fight on the train. Huh. You got to let these guys do their... Thank you for the call. Anna.
Yeah, so basically I was exiting an airplane. My husband had gone ahead with our two older kids. I had the baby strapped to me in a baby carrier. Uh-huh. And right in front of me, an older gentleman passed out, fell and hit his head, and his heart stopped. And for some reason, there was like no one else there that knew first aid. And I'm first responder trained, so I went into like, we got to help this guy. We need one of those AED machines. We go and get it. We put it on him. That doesn't work. I start CPR.
You're doing this with a kid strapped to your body?
Yeah. She taps me on the shoulder and says, do you want me to hold your baby? And I look down and realize, like, my three-month-old is just, like, dangling from the carrier on my chest, like, watching me do this.
Holy
shit. So not only were we, like, trying to help. I mean, he ended up being okay. He basically had a seizure that caused his heart to kind of just start murmuring. But doing all of this while holding a baby. So I don't know if I'm the bad public transportation purpose.
But you saved this guy's life.
You're a hero.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, I don't know. It's something I've done before, so I don't necessarily look at it like that. It was just sort of using my skill set, but I think it was just funnier, like the fact my baby was on me watching.
Yeah.
Little D told us this guy during this process, did he have a bit of an accident?
Oh, he totally did. So a lot of times what happens when people have seizures is they lose control of their bowels.
Oh.
So while this is going on, I mean, just like covered in, you know, basically his own self.
All right.
It was special. It was pretty special.
You're supposed to just step over that and keep
just, there's
going.
Steve's way. Yes. Oh, the unwashed masses. I shall keep going. I hear King James is on a bus. I have to go pick him up. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, for sure.
Nasty. But it happens. Adrian?
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Public transportation, what happened?
Well, I was taking a bus and a guy offered me Coke, not the kind you drink, and then proceeded to have special alone time in the seat.
While you were doing the Coke, he was self-driving. Okay, wait, how did this all...
Yeah.
It was totally random. Well, it was dark, and so it's probably, 8, 9 o'clock at night. And he just randomly walked up and started staring at me. Hey, do you want some Coke? And when I said no, politely, he decided to enjoy himself with special alone time.
Wow. And these are, Slacker, these are your people, man.
They're going to be your people. We're going to do our week-long bus tour,
okay.
My friend.
No.
Absolutely. We'd still love to hear more of your stories. Hit up the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.